You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hi, friends.
Hey, welcome back to Mom Says. First of all, I just want to thank everyone for listening to the last two episodes that we just did, chores, and what was the other one about?
Embarrassing your teen.
Yes.
And shopping with your teen and surviving.
That's true. My daughter did not like that I called her a slob during the chores episode, so it was turned off after that.
Money into the therapy jar.
Oh, yes. Right? Yeah. I'm still banking that money.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of kids, what do we have here in the studio today?
First, our episode we're going to talk about is teen slang.
That's lit.
I just felt some eye rolls in this room, didn't you, Erica?
We got exactly the
the response we needed.
That was
awesome.
You
know what? We have two guests in our presence today, and they happen to be teens.
Yes,
because
we just embarrassed them.
I know, because us old ladies, we don't know what they're talking about all the time. So we needed to have some walking dictionaries for teen slang. So we have Molly.
Hello.
Say hi, and then we have Jillian.
Hey, guys.
So they're going to help us out a little bit today, and we're going to give you all the inside scoop on what they're talking about. So, you know, is it code? Is it slang? Is it just another language? I don't know. What do you girls think? Do you think it's funny? Is it like Morse code or like back in the day when you learned shorthand?
Wait, what's shorthand?
See?
Oh, are you serious?
Just
aged
myself. So... That's cool. So, like, all right. So if you're walking around and you're, like, walking down the hall in school and you're like, what's up, bruh? Like, what is that? Like, well, do you actually use
that mean?
Like, out loud? Do people really talk like that? Or is it just all texting?
Is that your brother? Like, what is that?
I feel like there are some that are you can say, but some you can, like, talk, but most are just, like,
texting.
For texting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you're not going to walk around and
really
be like,
dope.
Like, no one says, like, LOL.
Well, I'll be honest. I thought it was LOL for a while. I don't understand the whole FMALOZ, and I don't get that. And I read it as, like, FML. Like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like alien talk. I don't know. But, you know, I did read, you know, and it feels like, you know, we need a translator when we're talking to our teenager.
Or deciphering text from a teenager.
Right. So I know we're not alone in this. And, you know, between all the shooks, lit, fires, and fams, many of us parents are lost. So that's why we brought you here to help us.
And I don't know if you noticed, but on our Facebook page, there was actually a few people that were quite excited about this discussion.
I was super excited.
Yes, because they were like, oh, my gosh, this will help me to understand what my child is saying.
Exactly.
So we were not alone in that. We have people that they're looking forward to this episode.
Share. Because we need more people to listen. So not that we're desperate.
No.
So why do you do it? And I read it was to create your own identity. To fit into specific social groups.
No.
And express independence. And I'm like, those are my kids. That's not, no.
Independence is easier, I guess.
Yeah, we're lazy, so like, we like.
But some of them just make it harder, though.
Like, they make it
like,
harder?
I don't know all of them.
Oh, there's a bunch, yeah.
Okay, well, I have a test.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know, this is an acronym, though. Do you guys know HMU?
Yeah. Hit me up.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me up.
So, yeah. So, I go around the house and I say, hit me up. And my kids are like, stop. Just stop, Mom. But I'm like, I don't know what these acronyms are or these words that you guys say. I don't get it, you know?
Right. So, I had also read that teen slang is I don't even know where I read it. I read it somewhere.
It's awkward.
Anyway,
it's
also evolving, correct? So, in a year or two, the huge list of insider terms that we'll see and hear and giggle about, they're going to be replaced with a whole new crop of weird words, right? Memes, which I had no idea what that was.
Oh, okay.
GIFs, which I love a good meme.
Okay, no, but speaking of memes, though, I have to say, so when I first ever saw the word, I called it, what is a meme? And my son was like, are you stinking kidding me? And so then they actually started calling me meme instead of mom. They would just be like, hey, meme.
So
and I'm
funny.
Like, yeah, it truly happened. So every now and then, it comes up. They're like, Mom, did you see that meme? I'm like, stop. Just stop.
Well, I'll give you a tidbit of factoid information. It'll blow your mind. That much of the modern teen slang that you speak of and general slang, it originates in the African-American community. Did you know that?
No.
Nope. Not at all.
Mind blown. Black musicians, particularly many hip-hop artists, you know, the hip-hop.
What was that move? The kids are dying.
You can't say hip-hop with be like hip-hop. And hip-hop. Anyway, have contributed greatly to the evolution of language over time. So
okay, probably.
I, did some homework. But they kept using the word identity. And I don't understand. Like you said, Jill, it's just because you're lazy. So now you're identifying as a lazy kid? Come on. I know that's not true.
What do you call their generation? Do you know?
Yeah, because there's another – okay, because that leads into a word that my other daughter likes to call me, and that is –
Don't say boomer.
Boomer.
Okay, boomer.
So I don't think that qualifies as – I'm not in that age group because that's like your grandparents.
No, but boomers are actually like older.
But it's, I know
like
she's joking, but it's kind of funny. So
she calls you a boomer.
Like instead, I guess, calling me like old lady or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever you sound old. They're just like, okay,
it's like, so it's like on a daily basis, though. Yeah. So.
So you sound old all the time.
Wow. Okay.
I don't even know how to save you on that one. I'm so sorry. I don't know.
So do you think that it came across, like you, well, I guess you did answer it because you said lazy, but you just want to get, you want to text faster?
Yeah.
So, but doesn't your phone have like built in words that you can just click?
But spell it only check. Has one. Like, it has on my way, which no one actually.
I had no idea what that, I've used okay. that.
That's my favorite one.
What is that?
O-N-W?
Yeah. See, my mind wants to read that. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
I've started to say OMG like in real life.
Same.
Or my friend, I heard her said it today for the first time. She says NGL ! !!
What does that mean?
Not gonna lie. Like,
I don't want to like read that. Like,
me too, but she says it.
Yeah.
See, I'm still trying to figure out, like, my father, your grandpa, does the hot dog rose.
Cool guy glasses.
Cool guy glasses.
Yeah.
I don't know what that all means.
Yes,
his emojis.
Yeah.
His little emojis are his like emojis him speaking
in
code.
I think that's just cute.
And then we just know, oh, it's from Grandpa. Like, we just have to sign
Does
it
that mean he's old too? Or
yeah, he's definitely a boomer.
He's definitely.
Yes, he's, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, but I have a question. So I know you have to write papers in school. Uh-huh. All right. So here you are always writing in acronyms when you're texting. Is it hard for you to
change your brain and be like, oh,
no,
full sentences,
no,
proper English? And
it's just harder to write now. Like, I don't know how to write an essay.
Because I never write out, like, all the things. I only ever type them.
Yeah.
So I feel like, no,
ooh,
it doesn't make it
sad.
Harder. Or no, like, I mean, like, it's when I write out papers, like, I'm not going to write out, like, not going to lie, like, OMG or, like, I usually just type
it.
Do
you actually
you know?
Hand that into your teacher and be like, sorry.
Definitely not.
No.
Red ink
no,
everywhere.
No.
What is this?
But do you think it's going to be harder for the kids that are younger than you?
Oh, for sure. Probably.
Oh, yeah,
like,
probably.
They're so dependent on their phones. Like, you think we're bad?
Oh.
Like, it's
they're
fourth
like
graders
second
are getting their own
phones.
Yeah.
Second grade.
So, like, that's how they, like, learn to speak.
Learn to speak, pretty much.
That's their
second grade?
Wow,
I don't mean to be judgmental, but that's kind of young. I don't.
For me, that's a lot. Oh, I can't even.
When we went to church. So we were sitting behind, like, these fourth graders, and they had Apple Watches and everything. And I just, like, looked at them, and I'm like, oh,
what?
No way. Yeah.
I don't even know how to use that. I don't really know how to use my phone.
I just learned.
I would be giving it to a second grader, be like, here, tutor me. Wow. That's crazy. So what? How do your teachers react? Like, if you left a note, like, well, you guys don't even write notes anymore. Gone are the days to slip a note in someone's pocket, like, or classroom, like.
Pocket. How does that work? I'm sorry.
Maybe not the pocket, but you know, passing
in
the hallways.
Locker.
Yeah, you don't pass notes anymore. So you just
I used to pass notes.
Now back in my day, we started a trend where we passed a notebook. So as you're writing to your BFF, the teacher thinks you're actually writing notes.
What does
notes
BFF
in
mean?
Oh, see, I know what that is.
They're still learning.
Wow.
Best friend forever.
There you go.
Yeah, so we would just pass the notebook, and that led on to, like, that was really cool. Like, we started a trend. That was cool. Every now and then you had a teacher that was on to you and be like, put it on your desk. But are they pretty – do you think they have a special class during the summer to understand you guys?
Probably. I mean, don't they have, like, weekly meetings? They're probably just like, okay, what is this? Like, now, yeah, teachers.
You think they really, like, have meetings like, okay, this is
really
this?
Because you guys are making up these words. Like, you're throwing shade.
There was,
they have to understand
this. I saw one school, it was, like, in the, like, teacher break room and had, like, a list of all these words.
Should I leave this in the teacher's lounge next time I go to a PSO meeting?
Yes.
So, okay. So I'm gonna throw some words at you.
Okay.
And see if you know the definition, maybe.
Okay.
And my older son kind of helped me a little bit because he was like, oh, mother, I need to help you.
Oh, mother.
He would never call me mother. Oh, my gosh.
No,
he would never
call me Maymay.
Mother, yeah, Maymay. So if I'm going to be like, glow up, what is that?
That means you look better.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, you're ugly, and now you've transformed, kind of.
It's like, it means upgrade appearance.
Most people do, like, with their IDs. They're like, look at my glow up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, would that be considered an insult, though?
To yourself, no.
No. I mean, it's because it's only insult to yourself.
You're flattering yourself. Like, I'm glowing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Like the Jeffersons, moving on up.
Moving on up.
I don't know what that is.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah. Jeffersons? No.
So I don't know the Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons isn't
girl.
Even that.
And actually, the woman that wrote that song, she just passed away. It was in the news this morning.
Oh,
so
that's sad.
Yeah.
Small world. Okay.
So I know what this one is. And you're like, jelly. Not peanut butter and jelly. Not for your sandwich. What does that mean? That face. She made a face.
Sorry. We don't say jelly.
You don't use – you jelly. Never like, use jelly.
Not really.
I used to use jelly.
I like grape jelly, but that's a different kind.
I like strawberry.
Can I guess? I think, well, wouldn't jelly mean like jealous?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like you're jealous. Yeah,
okay. Like, jelly. I'm so jelly of you.
I also definitely used to use it. Maybe more as a joke.
So do you say it like I'm so jelly? Or or do you sound like a valley girl? I'm like, I'm so jelly.
Yeah, exactly what it sounds like
oh my
mean
gosh.
Girls.
Like you got I think some of these words you have to sound like you're on a TV show.
Sure.
Like,
yeah,
100%. Like
I'm jelly.
So what else? We have what's QQ? Like capital QQs.
QQ.
Oh. I stumped them.
I knew it because I was like
two capital Qs. Like QC?
Okay. Well, I guess, yeah. So you really, okay. So you cannot use this in verbiage. This is on your texting, on your phones that you're using.
Like
it is used to express crying. Oh, the tears of the Q.
Oh, I've never seen
no
that.
Way.
To show like a sarcastic expression.
Well, look, we are more hip than the kids
I know.
Are right now.
Oh,
I guess
we should be taking score.
QQ. I know we should have. Who's winning? Team like, moms or
so
team
you think,
kids?
No, you think these boomers don't know anything.
We're not boomers.
Yeah, they're throwing shade.
What about, okay, I want to know when this is used.
OG.
Oh, that's like, I mean, it's original. Like you, the OG. Like,
but what's the G?
Original. It's just
No.
Oh, I've stumped
it's
you
just
again.
One thing.
We're winning.
Now I know what OG, I know. I've heard of the original. Yes,
like
because I do. I do watch Desperate Housewives. Okay, and they use that a lot with the OG.
Yes.
No, this one is the original gangsta.
Oh.
So we're talking to like Slim Shady. And I don't even know. Really
Slim Shady.
I don't listen to that rap stuff.
Yeah, but we know who he is though.
What's who's a gangsta? Who would you say is who's? Oh, Tupac would be a gangsta, right?
Well, okay, well, wait. So, first of all, what is
yeah,
he's not even with
but
us.
It's also used for someone who is quite popular and famous among our group at school.
Yeah.
So like he's so OG.
Like what
no,
I just
hot.
Say original. Like,
no,
I
say it as like the like if you're talking about like your friend group who like you've been friends with a while, like it's the OG group, like.
Oh, like our book club is like the OG.
OG. We're definitely the OG.
For sure.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, we got something going. So what does it mean when you're roasted?
It's like a burn. Do you know what a burn is?
I don't know how to explain it.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was our thing back in the
day. Burn.
Yeah. You got burned.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom, roasted.
Oh, okay. So what's thick, but not like
thick?
Like a thick sandwich. Not that thick.
That's your body. It's your booty, you know.
You got a big booty.
Oh, see, I just use the word fluffy.
No,
I think that sounds nicer.
No,
No, because it's not fat.
It's not fat. It's just
Fluffy's
thick.
Not fat either. You're you're fluffy.
It says having bigger body parts that are bigger than usual.
Yeah, you're thick.
They wouldn't even
use the word booty. They put asterisk for the O's. It's like cancer. You can't like say the word or something. Canceled. I'm gonna swear.
Cancer.
No,
it's from a very famous movie.
I don't know what that is.
I'm feeling so old.
I know
right
what
now.
Movie you're talking about. I can't remember.
It's Saint Elmo's Fire.
Yeah, I got the cancer.
Exactly. And then they whisper the word, yes.
Yeah, so it was bad juju if you said something naughty. Not naughty, bad. So,
something that was bad, yeah.
So Erica's got a couple words that she wants.
What about the 80s?
Okay. Oh, we're going to do that.
Oh, okay, okay.
So let's get through this new age stuff. Oh, yes. And then we'll...
Now, all right, so how about if I give you, like, clues, and then how about if I... Okay, so this first one is something that Chrissy Teigen, I don't know if you guys follow her at all. Mm-hmm. I do because I love her. She's very quick to do this. It's called a clapback. Do you know what a clapback is?
Yeah. It's like when someone insults you and you insult them right back or
away. Yeah, with a comeback. Very good.
Good job. That would be a comeback. Why do you do clap back? Like you clap when you do it.
Because
like,
some people are like...
Your turn.
Like, and they clap at you, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
Jill does that all the time. She'll talk in code, too. Be like, Mom, I want to talk to you. And then I'm like, why are we cheering? What?
Wow,
go team.
This is exposing.
But now I know why you do it. So I've got a good definition. Thank you.
But I don't think it's a literal clap, though. Like, you're not literally clapping.
She literally claps.
More of a, okay. Now, this one, you probably know, but there might be some people that don't. Actually, I just learned this about 6 months ago. Ghost.
Oh,
yeah.
You want to take that one?
Well, you just don't respond.
So you're like, don't stop talking
to me. Yeah, you're just done. You cut them off.
Okay, so I want to talk about that. Okay. Yeah. Why would you just ghost someone? Why wouldn't you just say
you don't like them?
That's what people do. They just stop talking. Like if you're like,
know, but
it's
not really,
really
good manners.
So it's not even
exactly.
talking.
It's not very good manners. So why can't you just say I'm done with this?
Manners do not exist on social media.
So that's a whole nother thing. That's don't another be saying that to these moms. Yes.
Mrs. Muirhead, when we need her with the manners.
Because Snapchat is also weird because you don't have to talk.
Okay, what is with Snapchat? Like, do you really need like every 2 seconds to let people know that there's like a ceiling, you're in a room, there's a ceiling? Like I'm going to show a picture of my eyeball.
I mean, sometimes and, you feel ugly so you don't want to show your face.
Yeah.
So it's just your forehead.
I
feel like I actually came
I'm
like
missing out.
I don't understand the need for it, but
I don't either.
I'm also 50, so I know. So yeah.
Because I never like Snapchatted people just pictures until like a year ago because I didn't
understand
it.
Just now
it
became like a giant thing.
Yeah, it's huge.
Well,
send pictures.
So no longer Facebook because that's old people.
Yeah, that's
talk.
That's old people.
And then
that's
we go, and then now we've gone to Instagram, which is still it's still popular, right?
Oh, it's super popular.
I love Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, Instagram is so much fun.
I feel like it went down.
It's easier.
Yeah.
And then we go to Finsta, which was like the first.
Okay. Can I
does that really exist?
A Finsta?
Wait. What is that?
So it's like your spam account. So you just, it's more for your friends.
So you need more. I don't understand that either. So you're like, how do you keep track of
I never
all
heard
things?
Of this
it's
term.
There's only two. There's just two terms. What?
But Finstas are still, it's still Instagram. It's just another account that you have.
Yeah.
So it's like a secret account.
Yes, it's secret.
I think my son has those.
Only special people are privy to this information.
There you go. It's your
privy. So you may show your full face.
Your privy, yeah.
And that
your
one.
Eyeball.
It's more like ugly photos of you that you just think
or
are
like
funny.
If you just want to rant
and
about
like,
something.
Yeah, you're like, oh my day was so bad and here's why. And like that kind of thing.
I broke my pencil.
Yeah, no, literally.
It was pencil. So bad.
The teacher yelled at me.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Now, what about Twitter? You guys on Twitter at all?
I like Twitter.
That's popular.
I'm on Twitter, but I never go on.
It's more for like celebrities. And so you just like stuff and whatever.
Okay.
Like, I think I've actually written maybe like 4 tweets and I delete half of them.
Yeah.
And then there's TikTok, which I'm still trying
to
figure out.
No, I don't understand that.
I don't get that either. I thought it was music related, but now it's not.
It was musically, but
now it's more comedy. But like in dances.
Dancing.
I didn't like musically, but I kind of like TikTok because it reminds me of Vine.
Yeah, do you guys
I
know
remember
Vine?
Yes.
Vine
that
was 6 seconds.
Yeah, so it's like a
that
mix
was
of,
like an Instagram kind of thing.
So, well, it was actually like, came off of Twitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do I know?
We are learning a lot this evening, aren't we?
And then we have the ever so famous of Snapchat.
Oh yes, I like Snapchat the best.
So you think this is going to last a while?
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah, it's already.
That's how we text. No, like text. You look through my contacts.
No, we talk.
No,
we
I barely. Okay,
but I okay. So I want to say something about that. So when my son used to run cross country in high school, the only way that the kids would communicate with each other was Snapchat. And I know for a fact that not every kid on that team had a phone, or if they had a phone, they weren't allowed to have social media. Mm-hmm. So don't you kind of feel that that makes them feel like a little bit of a, like, I don't want to say an outcast, but they're not really participating because they don't have access to.
Well, there's still kids in high school that go through at least 3 out of 4 without phones, period. And they seem to be
really?
Okay.
Oh, really? That's a high number.
There's
really?
A couple of kids.
Yeah, there's a couple in my grade. There's usually, I'm trying to think, like, forensics, there was, like, one kid that didn't have a phone.
And they seem to get by.
They're fine. And, like, we don't really count for them. They get the information somehow.
I know, but the parents...
they're in the network.
Yeah. Just from what I have heard, the parents were kind of upset because they're like, why are they forcing my child to go on social media when I don't want them on social media?
Because that's what we depend on now. Like, the parents don't get that.
That sucks, like,
that's why my house is so quiet.
Is, like, most people have it.
You know, that's the same at my house, too, though.
Gone
after
the 9
o'clock,
like,
forget
about
it.
Who's on the phone?
Yes.
I need the phone. Hold on.
Not now it's, who are you texting? Right. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Mom, don't worry about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, you hear it. Every now and then you hear a chirp, like, you're like, what was that? Nothing.
Or I love, you know, my favorite part is when they're watching a video. What are you watching?
Nothing.
I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? Yeah, so.
I can't explain it.
Yeah, you wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't understand.
Like, what are you watching? Well, you're not necessarily watching something. So like, maybe, like, I'm just scrolling through Instagram, like, it's nothing.
Wah, wah. Yeah, I don't quite get it either. So we're.
Wait, I think I have another one. Oh, okay, here's another one because I thought this was kind of interesting.
Yeah, this I have no idea.
How about receipts?
About receipts, like paper receipts.
Yeah, it says it.
Who did we bring in here? I thought these girls were like on it.
I think we need to, like, what's it? That show Cash Cab?
Yeah,
where they run down the window and they do a shout out. Yeah. So receipts is it's not the ones from CVS. These kind of receipts usually come in digital form. They're like screenshots of text messages or Snapchats. Snapchat, excuse me.
Oh.
Yeah, they're called receipts. Isn't that interesting?
Oh,
okay, what about, this might be an easy one for you. What about salty?
Oh, I love that word.
So that is a good word.
It's like when you're bitter, like, salty.
Yeah, I do like that one. Do you ever use the word cringe?
Yes.
Nick drew me. Nick had to draw a little picture because I don't think he knew if I knew what cringe meant.
Yeah.
So thank you, Nicholas, for your art.
Emojis.
And then dab, which is
we don't do that
a
anymore.
Dance.
Oh, is that that?
Right?
No.
Is it? Wasn't it the football player started that?
I don't know who started it. It just
some celebrity
came,
did,
but a lot of football players do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was a word that I kind of chuckled when Andrew told it to me because I didn't even know he knew the word, but. Bay?
Bay? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, before anything else, before anyone else.
Wow, you guys, you're good.
Cause,
we're so good.
Yeah, because your sister, I said something she used it in a full sentence.
You're bay.
And I said, what does that mean? And Andrew walked by, better than everyone. I'm like, how did you really?
He knows his things.
Very impressed. So.
Well, this one's kind of interesting because you hear it a lot now in the past few years, and it was actually a statement made famous in a movie from 1995 called Friday by Felicia.
Oh, yeah.
That's still used.
Yeah.
That's
but why would a movie from 1995 influence 1995? Yeah. Have you guys ever heard of a movie called Friday with Ice Cube?
Yeah, I saw it with my friend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's pretty good.
I remember the phrase.
What was in Heather's? There were a couple phrases. Were you guys used? Wasn't there? No.
Oh.
Wasn't there a famous line in Heather's?
Yes.
That and Clueless. Like, those two were big movies that influenced a lot
damage?
Of.
They're iconic.
What's your damage? Yeah.
Or the something gently with a chainsaw. That one's.
Okay. And then what was Clueless did a couple? As If.
As If.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. That one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That one I can use in a full sentence.
Now, here's one that I use sometimes when I'm playing around with the kids. Or I'll say to them, I'm like, could you not be so extra? Mom, you are not cool. Do not say that word.
Yeah, that's what I would get.
You're so extra.
I like that, too.
They don't like that.
That's like above and beyond, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And there's nothing wrong with being a little extra.
No, of course not.
It's kind of like using glitter. I enjoy it.
Glitter. Oh, my gosh. Does your mom really – she loved glitter. Does she really truly love it?
Well, yes, for Sadie's, I made you wear glitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I put glitter on her.
In her hair or on her skin?
No, skin.
Just... Oh, like that little spray?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say, please don't tell me.
It was like a little powder puff.
Yeah, she has like two little puff
eyes. I have several. I have a variety of
glitter. Oh, you guys, I just want to tell you. I just learned something.
Oh, see, I don't understand that one either because I just want to be like.
Okay, so I use KK all the time.
All the time.
I don't know why. So someone must have just. I don't know why I started doing it. And now when I just read it, it actually means okay, cool. Yeah. Because my siblings were like.
I thought it was just like KK.
Except the two K's.
You just kind of like assume what it means.
Oh,
you know when you assume.
I don't know.
Oh, you're right.
Well, you know when you assume.
You're right.
A Redford police officer, which I will not tell you how I met him, taught me how to spell that name at work.
You should. Story time.
When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Whoa.
That's how I spell it every time. I have to.
I say that all the time with people.
So, you ladies, you young women know that.
Yes.
Miss Erica and I are big fans of the 80s. And
oh, yeah, big fans.
Happy birthday, Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
We're going to play a little game with you.
Okay.
And we're going to throw some 80s terms, which I don't really remember using a lot of these words, but.
Should we use these in sentences? And
so we're gonna say the word.
I feel like I could do pretty good at
And this. We're going to see if you can probably put it in a sentence. Is that how you want to play that? Or just.
I think
or just
we should,
give us a definition.
I think we should say the word and then say the sentence.
So the word is gnarly, and it's G-N-A-R-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to...
Sentence?
Yeah, so...
Sentence or explain it?
How do you...
Whatever
know
you feel
it,
comfortable.
That's really cool. Gnarly, man. Like
okay.
It's like lit.
So it's it's a surfer reference.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It's lit.
So... It's lit. You did she not just bash us with this? Now you're throwing shade, my friend.
Shade. That's pretty good. Good job.
So I don't really remember the second one, dude or dudette. Dudette was not.
Oh,
was
never,
we're all
I
dudes.
Never.
I would say I still say
dudette.
Dude.
Yeah,
no.
It's just dude. Remember when dude was like dude. A bad term?
Or
no.
Yeah.
I remember trying to talk like a Valley Girl because I did watch the movie Valley Girl circa 1983 with Nicolas
old.
Cage. I don't know if it was 83, but it was 80s. And I tried to talk like gag me with a spoon, and Grandma said, don't talk like that. And I said, okay. So I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
We weren't allowed to.
Oh, my gosh.
Speak English from English major mother. Thank you, Mom. So, like, totally.
Like, totally, like, oh, my gosh. He's, like, so cool.
So we didn't say OMG.
How are some of these in sentences?
Well, you don't have to. Okay, how about if we'll put it in?
OMG, I think he's really totally. No, I think he.
How do you just messed up your own
Hold
sentence.
Hold on. Let me get the actor mode in. I think he was really into you. Like, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
And you got to say it like,
See, those
you know.
Are these are all self-explanatory.
Okay, exactly. How about tubular? Get that
That's
one,
totally
Miss Mom.
Tubular.
Like, adjectives, like, totally tubular, like,
so great.
So that would be
just,
more
like adjectives for like great.
Mm-hmm.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles use tubular a lot.
No, I never watched that.
Right. Yes.
And we did discuss what's your damage. Here we go. Choice.
Choice.
I'm not even familiar with this one.
Choice.
Yeah, I don't.
Isn't it just,
this
oh,
or that?
Like what?
My new car is totally choice, man.
I've never heard that.
I think you're old. I can't. I don't. I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Well, this is from the 80s. What do you want?
So, burn or burned?
That's still
used.
Yeah,
yeah.
Burn.
Yeah, I
you
use that.
The 80s and people are always
like when you.
Using
I feel
stuff.
Like that's in the same line with
like,
roasted.
Man, you got burned.
Exactly,
burn.
And how about grody?
Oh, I
so
love
gross.
Grody. I love
you guys
say grody.
That?
Yes, I love saying that.
Like
what
the
about,
new tuna here's a sentence. The new tuna surprise lunch special is grody.
That is like a lame.
Yeah, it's kind of lame. Yeah. So here's another one. Oh, bogus.
Ooh. Oh, I still say that word now.
It's, like crazy.
It's so bogus.
Yeah.
It's like what? He told me it was totally bogus. And we, I gagged me with a spoon was fun.
Yeah.
Or to the max.
So like you're kind of grossed out, but like that old guy just asked me out on a date. No, gag me with a spoon.
Ooh, I hope that never happens.
That some old guy asked you out. Yeah, I hope not. I hope not too. Yeah, because then they'll have to meet your dad.
That will not be good.
How about to the max?
To the
it's
extreme.
Like, yeah, like
yeah,
agreeing.
That's exactly what it says.
Oh,
good job.
So we've all watched The Simpsons. So what did Bart Simpson always say?
I don't like The Simpsons. Oh, I can't. What's his name?
You and me. No, he said, eat my shorts.
Oh. Oh, that's awfully close to something.
Ooh. This is a parent show. Thank you.
Family.
And then, okay, the other one is Fresh.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yes.
Fresh, like, they got my... We still say Fresh. Fresh is
Can
still.
I say the example?
Okay. This is a good fresh. Example.
Fresh. With. Did you see the new Saved by the Bell episode? It was so fresh. Saved by the Bell.
No, is that the comeback? Is that the comeback one now that they're like 50 years old?
Yeah, they are coming back. Yes.
But they're excluding one.
I know. I saw that in People magazine today.
And she was kind of sad. She was on the doctor.
Larkin. Her name is Larkin.
Yeah.
I don't know why she was omitted, but she is not coming back.
So what is the term like F2F?
Oh. Face to face.
Oh, yes. Oh,
so do you read it in your head?
Oh, God forbid.
Yeah. Like, if I see it, I know what it means.
So you're just like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we're face like, to face, not F to F. Like, I can't see. Yeah. I can't train my brain.
That's the
like
thing.
That.
When I read them, I don't, like, you don't read, it. Like, yeah.
You like, don't know.
I'm trying to think of one. Like,
OMG.
Like, LMR, like my recent.
Oh,
like,
oh.
Like, I don't read it like LMR. Like, you,
STG.
Like,
the words
that's how I would do it.
Do you know what STG means?
No.
Yeah, swear to God.
Oh,
so do you capitalize the G?
No.
Because it's God? No. Or because you're not really talking about that God, you just do lowercase g.
Yeah.
In which font? Oh. That's how they're like, they don't even call my printing. They're like, oh, that's a really cool font. I'm like, it's called printing.
Oh, font.
And
oh,
they're yes. Like comic. What, I don't know, you guys, we like, name Comic Sans. Like, what the heck is that? It's printing. It is my printing. I own it. It's Amy printing. I don't know. Like,
wait, someone asked you what font you write
yes.
in?
Yes.
Oh, she does have very good penmanship.
Like, I don't understand.
That's like a humble of this.
Like, should I be flattered? Like, someday that should be on the computer. Amy printing. Literally. I want that. And we're going to click it. And I'll charge $1 million and be rich. So, okay. So your first encounter with, did you just kind of look around and be like, I'm going to act like I know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Or did you like nudge your friend and be like, what's LOL?
I feel like we all went through like an awkward phase.
Yeah.
So we used it way too much. Just like all the expressions, OMG, LOL, like that kind of thing all the time. Now it's just.
I don't even know how they started. Yeah.
And is there that one weird person that's like, LOL.
Definitely.
There's always like
immature people.
That's me.
Or the one person who uses like too many of them.
Yeah.
Like no.
I hate
honey,
when people post like DLMR, don't like or
DMD.
DHMU, don't hit me up. Like,
yeah.
I just like
don't hit you up.
Like, yeah. So like, does that mean like
it's like don't talk to me because like hit me up
don't
is like talk
contact
to me.
Me.
So yeah. It's like don't text me. Yeah.
So instead of like the yellow pages or like the white pages, I need like a whole book of just
yeah.
I just read and review. This is this year's terms, Mom. Next year will change.
There's one that's used a lot right now that I don't know what it means.
What is that? Please do, because maybe someone will answer on
I can't remember what it is.
Our Facebook page.
What is it? Oh, you don't remember?
I can't remember. Every time I see it, I'm like, I have no clue what that
means. There's nowhere to look it up? Do you just like Google this? You just go into the Google.
See, that's what I do. I Google.
And Google answers you. Like, okay.
Google has everything.
Google.
But what about, so, you know, people actually write books with these slangs in it. Did you know that? Or these acronyms or whatever?
Makes sense.
So you probably can buy them on Amazon. Put them in your Christmas, on my Christmas list.
On your Christmas list,
Your next gift. I mean, your birthday is coming up soon.
Not that soon.
June.
Wow, she's loving this show.
She'll be texting each other the book on the side. Okay, well, how do I say that, you know?
But I feel like if I did it, it just doesn't come out the right way. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
I can't text you back, but, like, I don't know. I just can't.
I
need to do the full sentence.
Like, if my mom were
to say
that
was
a
joke.
It was, I know, but
that was more of a joke. And I think we had a friend that wanted to use... Was it that word that was in a full sentence? Her daughter?
I what word?
Bruh.
Bruh.
Remember, she was asked to... Bruh. Like, that was the thing. She was asked to use it in a full sentence by her daughter, and she's like,
I'm not familiar. I don't know. I don't remember that.
I thought you were there.
I don't know.
And it was like, bruh. Like, bruh? Or you just spell it. Bruh.
Bruh.
Like, I want to say, like, bra. Like,
bruh.
B-R-A.
That's what I want. That's my, that's what I would want to say, too.
Bruh.
Boy.
Bro. Boy.
Oh, boy.
I like boy.
But that was like Flavor Flav. Boy. Like, that's all I can think
Flavor
of.
Flavor Flav. I'm so
no, it's
like MTV.
Flavor Flav, Erica. It's Flavor Flav. Like,
is he the
I
guy
even
that
know
wears
that.
The clock necklace?
The big clock. And let me tell you, when I dressed up like Flo from Progressive,
have a dating show?
Some dude dressed up like him, and these little old people, these senior citizens, voted him to win. And I was like, how do you people know who he is and not Flo for Progressive? It's quite clear I look like her. Miss, I make $500,000 commercial. I just want to make one, Flo. Just one.
I'm surprised because, you know, they did have a commercial where they had other people that looked like.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
You could have been her.
Yeah, I could have totally been on it.
Like, they should,
make one with like a bunch of people that look because they keep making like copies of her.
They do. You need an agent.
I could be like her long lost cousin.
Or her mother.
Like,
her twin sister. Her mother.
Her mother.
She's like the same age as.
She's older than me. Ouch, man. You're coming home tonight? Erica, you want to take her?
I don't know. She might be walking. Hope you have your
wowie wow.
I'm trying to think of something. Hope you have your tennis shoes on. I don't know what to say.
You better be running.
Your walking boots or whatever.
I'm
I don't
running
know.
To the
She's again throwing shade.
I know. I know.
Wow. I make your lunches every day.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Make lunches?
I make them.
All right. I'm trying to see if I can find another. Okay.
So can you see your dad?
No.
He's fierce,
like,
Molly.
He's definitely like oh used one of them. Like, no, just don't say that.
Yeah, I get that back to you.
What, your dad?
Yeah.
Does he, your parents don't use slang or text?
I don't really think so. I'm trying to.
We have. Do you guys just kind of text with like punctuation?
We use
like
full sentences and exclamation marks.
No way.
I will admit, I do use quite a few emojis.
I
usually
do.
You know what my new favorite emoji right now is? Is the smiley face that's upside down. I have no idea why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I use that one a lot.
My mom has started using IKR because I say that so much. I know, right?
But she's verbally she uses that. Like, I know, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Right?
That's what we do.
IKR.
Yeah.
All right. I would never say that, but like,
That just sounds wrong to say.
I can't get used to that. But I do like to speak in meme, though. I think that's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, you do gifts.
Now that I found it on my phone. Oh, they're gifts. Sorry. Not, I don't know. What does gif mean? Like, gosh, it's funny.
I can tell you. I really couldn't.
No, literally, I don't know.
Amy, that was a good one. You get 10 points for that one.
Right off the top of my head. Woo!
No, she was rehearsing that one all week.
I was waiting for that one. I was going to use it, and here we go.
So I found one more I want to ask about, and only because you mentioned Vine Video.
Oh, yes.
So On Fleek.
On Fleek is like on
perfect.
Point.
Yeah.
Like if your eyebrows are... On Fleek, like they're perfect.
They're really nice.
Do you actually
nice.
Look in the mirror and be like, that's On Fleek?
Yes.
Ping.
Yeah.
And
take a
whispers
selfie.
To themselves, like, oh, that's On Fleek. Mm-hmm. Or they'll post it, like, eyebrows On Fleek, mm-hmm. and like post it. Like, that's what you'll capture.
Probably
I'm
going to
do that next time I get threaded.
Threaded?
Ooh.
I'm learning so much today.
That's an old one.
Do you wax your eyebrows? Do you pluck?
Oh my gosh. I'm afraid to do both, to be honest with you. I don't know. I just don't want the pain.
Yeah,
it hurts,
I think
right?
You
I'm assuming.
Really, really like yourself.
No, beauty's pain.
It's like hurts really bad.
I'm like gritting my teeth and sheer
I'm like crying.
Pain.
She's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine. Just keep going. Okay,
just go. Just do it."
Okay, so I have another word for you. This is how about clock?
You clock someone. You just call them out.
See, now clocking would be like punching.
That's what
it's
like.
Clocked them out like clock.
No, it says. Oh, maybe you are right. I'm sorry. Okay, I will move on.
So that is a violent word. Great, Erica.
Yeah, clock.
Wow, family friendly.
What was
easy,
that
one? Easy there.
What was that? Gag. We got that one.
Yeah, we did get that. I'm just kind of
bread. Okay.
Bread.
Oh,
this one.
So this, I always have to look this one up,
I am
not really good about this, but now I know what it means. Goat.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Yes. Like they use the example of like Serena Williams is the goat.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady is the goat.
See, I would find that offensive because goat to me means like you're egging someone on.
Never
well, no,
heard
but
of
it's
that.
A it's G period, no. O period,
yeah.
A period, T period.
Or you just
so
say goat.
Just,
like
I'm going to fail.
Or how about Gucci?
Oh, I use Gucci all the time.
Do you
it's
really
just good. Like that's Gucci.
But what if Gucci's ugly to some people?
I
like,
mean,
what's
it is,
so I'm gonna
like,
say Coach. That's Coach.
No,
that's Liz Claiborne.
No, because it sounds like good. Like, I definitely have come up to you and been like, "Hey, what's Gucci?"
What's like, good? What's popping?
Like, what's popping? Oh my god!
Just for fun.
I don't. What's Gucci? No wonder.
This is see, so like, funny. Our humor is kind of just ironic. So if it sounds bad,
yeah,
it's
that's
just,
the thing. Like some laugh like, at don't each make other. Sense. Yeah. Just like funny.
Like dude, Gucci? You just sound like a dumbass.
Like, let's get exactly. this bread. Like, what does that even mean?
Wow! And people like yell down the halls, like, "That's dope."
Sure. And, yeah. Like, probably. Crickets,
like what?
No, everyone's just laughing.
They all laugh.
Yeet.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh,
Megan, I don't say
Megan
it.
Says
Megan
says
oh,
it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I don't know what that means.
Yeet is just like...
Oh, what's the what's
okay,
a phrase
I
she
actually
says?
Really like explaining yeet because there's so many different definitions of the word yeet. There's, do you want me to explain it?
Are they clean family fun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Give us a couple
yeah,
examples.
Like, so you can yeet something and you can throw something or you can
sounds like...
like
Yiddish or something.
When we were in Disney, Latin. When we were in Disney, we used it as a verb. Like, we got a yeet over here. It was, like, moving
over.
Fast, like, running really fast.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's it. That's or a like, good one.
Yeah, what really else is there? That's really it, I guess. I just use it in a lot of different things.
Wow.
My segment on yeet. Thank you for that.
It sounds like you got to eat. Like, yeet. I got to eat.
Yeet.
Yeet over there.
Oh, I like this one. I just, CD9. You know what that means?
No, so,
it means code 9, parents are here.
Ooh.
Oh, did you know that us...
now you just taught them something.
That some of us have codes, too. Like, if I need to text someone, and I'll say, mom code.
Ice.
So,
ice. Oh, that's a thing.
In case of emergency.
Oh, yeah, that's, on my that's phone. A good one. Yes, that's a good one.
But that's more of a very serious one.
Oh, sorry.
It kind of
not
is.
Not when the parents are coming.
But if I text them, if I text mom code to a parent... then that person knows that, okay, this is might be about my kid. I got to find a spot so I can talk to
not around the kid.
Yeah.
I feel so, like mom code is just a general knowledge.
Yeah,
I don't
okay,
know.
I kind of felt like I came up with mom code. I just want to let you know.
You did. You patent that one, girlfriend. You take it. You own
you know
it.
But no, that's what I'll do. I'll always say, mom code, let me know when you're ready. And then that person will come back and say, give me 5. And then I wait. And I say, okay, here we go. I start texting.
She's going to town. She's texting.
See, I might be 50, but I have some.
She's cool. She's hip.
I just.
So what's a cool. She's Gucci.
Yes.
Please don't say Gucci, Erica.
Gucci. You guys are so funny. I just, you know, I think
goodness.
Of Gucci as like
clothing.
The brand.
Like,
yeah, but I don't really like their clothes. I don't really like it's very
I
flashy.
Wish
very.
One. Just like a
I have
belt
a Gucci
even.
Backpack, but I got it in the streets of New York.
I did one. Get a real Gucci bag that your dad ruined.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's a scandal.
So, yeah, it came from.
See, I think
when did he? Was it like when you were
in high school?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
like, he's not very nice to you. He wasn't very nice to you in high school.
Honestly.
We won't talk about
that. You guys can have like a therapy
no,
session.
He was. Too.
Well, you know what I was
another
thinking?
Episode of like Brother Day.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually thinking about having our siblings.
That would be fun.
Oh, I support that. That
you
would
guys
be
have
funny.
A lot of fun stories.
That yeah. would be good. My
very
brother.
Clean ones.
Yes. Clean they, oh, of course. Yes. Family stories. But the thing yeah. is we're always talking about our families that I'm sure that they want to come in. I'm sure you have quite a few stories about your mom, correct?
You will not be invited on the show about that.
I think I should. I mean, dating and just all that.
No. That is a closed chapter.
All right. You think it's time to wrap it up?
Yeah. So who knows what the next trend will be in terms. And we might be back here next year and have you guys back and discuss teen slang. And, you know, it's gone are the days of the preppy handbook from the
80s. Remember that's that true.
So... thank you, Molly. Thank you, Jill, for coming and playing with
yeah,
us
course,
and entertaining us. It's been fun. And like, gag me with a spoon, Erica.
Oh
so
gosh.
Make sure you stay fierce, fam. So
your mom is a hoot. That's all I have to say. Again,
you can't even close. Like I got
can't
you.
Even close.
She's speechless,
you,
folks.
You threw me for a loop there. But again, thank you for coming out tonight. And I hope we help the parents out there.
I hope
that
so.
Were
we might have to post same. Some words for them.
You know, I think that's a really good idea.
Yes, we will do that.
We'll have to do that. And then for those of you that have not found our Facebook page, please go to Mom Says Podcast. Mm-hmm. Make sure you like it. And we've been posting pretty much every day due
yes.
to the wonderful suggestion of our girl, Caitlin, over here in the corner helping
yeah.
us out.
Thank you
and,
for your feedback.
So, yeah, we're open to feedback. And we hope you learned today because I did.
Oh, absolutely. My brain is full.
I feel very cool and hip and very extra.
I feel like I got swag now.
Yes, yes. All right.
They're dying. This has been fun.